It is a period of civil war, but things are still pretty chill. Sure, the Federated Alliance is headed to the hidden rebel base, but as far as the best crew in the Zix Quadrant is concerned, that just means more asses to kick. Still basking in adoration from having definitely blown up the Delegator, Rebel emissary Turk Manikid and his attractive but super humble crew travel farther and faster than any other emissary team to explore rad and exotic new worlds, repeatedly confirm their obvious heroism, and sign holographs for fawning bug creatures and stuff. This is Tiny Toots Adventures.
D20?
Yes, Emissary Manikid?
Do you, like, wake up every day super psyched to be on Tiny Toots like I am?
Well, I don't wake up, I power up, but every morning I compile data that proves that we are the most efficient, successful, and, may I say, coolest Emissary team in the Rebellion.
High five, low five!
Initiating high five protocol.
Yeah. Hey, Tiny Toots!
Ahoy, ahoy!
Can you give us some sick words of inspo?
Funny you should mention that. I was just about to give us all our daily affirmation.
Fantastic.
Just think about this through the rest of your day. I have been given endless talents, which I will utilize today like I utilize every day.
All right, let's all say it together. I've been given endless talents that I will utilize today like I utilize every day.
Sometimes the daily affirmation makes me feel like I've got fewer scars.
Security officers Parka and Anorak, as a two-headed dos cabezos, this is usually your time for brooding, is it not?
Yeah, I really find it important to spend a lot of time brooding.
We are, like, so happy you came out of the brooding chamber.
Yeah.
Of course, on this ship, there is a chamber for literally anything you could ever imagine needing and or wanting.
You know... Yeah. It would really take a toll on our mental health if we didn't have a special chamber just to brood in. But after about 20 minutes a day, we come out of there feeling fan-jucking-tastic.
Well, there's so many rooms on you, Tiny Toots. It's like we're living in our own little palace cruise line. Sometimes I, like, open a door and there's somebody new in there, like this door.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey there, buddy.
You guys want a made-to-order omelet? On call, whatever you need me.
Wow. Well, we might think about it later. Yeah.
Think about it right now and decide later.
Dark past, bright future. If it got any brighter, it'd burn our chucking retinas straight out of our skulls. Anorak, I know you've done a lot of stuff we don't want to think about, but I wouldn't want to be fused to anyone else. Parker, you one jucked up son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But I can't help but respect you.
Oh, I'm gonna wrap our arms around us.
Oh, Tiny Toots, I actually have an incoming voice message from a Beano and Bargy, Bargy and Beano LLC production company.
Hey, Tiny Toots, Beano here from Bargy and Beano, Beano and Bargy LLC. Beano just following up, just circling back about a possible attachment to the Bargerian Jade Beano web project. Beano sent contracts over earlier just to give a look-see and see if that works out, and we'll have a package deal.
All right, enough of this junking garbage.
Yeah.
I need an orange beer.
Parka Anorak, I just want to say, your gruff exterior and anti-heroism is very popular and cool.
Wow. Can I just say your quiet demeanor but otherwise impeccable efficiency is also pretty cool?
Well, I don't like to brag, but I do think competency is the coolest thing there is.
Amen to that, brother.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, brother.
Wait, Tiny Toots!
Manikid?
We didn't get to say it, but congratulations on your 3 movie franchise development deal as part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It is incredible that you're part of the interconnected cinematic universe.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe is easily the best hollows you can watch. Exciting,
guys,
hilarious,
please.
Fun.
This is so sweet, but I really don't like to brag, unless it's in front of one of my enemies, like, in which case then I love to brag. I live to brag, I love it.
Can I say I really respect the studios for trusting those young male indie directors they're putting on the blockbusters without a lot of, you know, experience.
Wait, I feel like we haven't complimented Mannequin enough.
Yeah, guys, you don't need to, but, like, let's do it.
I mean, first of all, you are an Adonis.
Yeah.
Your body is just like, if I had eyes, they would pop right out of my ship's skull.
Oh, wait, quick up. I got another ab.
Whoa.
I didn't even know you can get an ab here. And I got an ab.
I think that brings the count to an even 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's put it on the wall.
You know, Anorak and I are relentlessly asexual, but boy, you make it tougher every day, Mannequin.
Oh, sick. My new rev doc came out.
Whoa. Fantastic.
Let's put up a clip.
Oh my gosh, let's stream.
Nice.
Activating rev doc now.
Revolutionary ideas worth fighting for. Rep Talks.
So, if you're ever feeling down, all you have to do is look into your mirror and be like, who is that? That's Turk Mannequin. I'm Turk Mannequin. I'm awesome. I'm Turk Mannequin.
So eloquently put.
That's who I am.
I could talk about your choice of jacket for hours.
Oh, Snoop, I got another app.
Ah, that's when you got 23.
That was 23.
Ah, fantastic. It was, I'm so glad I got to bear witness to both 23 and 24.
And already 5 billion views.
Emissary Mannequin, we've got an incoming transmission from Senior Missions Operations Manager, Mel.
Oh, hey, Mel.
Well, if it isn't our favorite Senior Missions Operations Manager.
We're Mission Renewy, using Gong and the Moon, we're going to buy on Crusher and then like a bird and bring it back and then you're near winners. Is everyone doing what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it.
Succinct as always, Mel.
That
thank
should
you.
Be pretty easy for us, Mel.
Also, you're my friend, Nermy.
What? Oh, my... It's the crew of Tiny Toots. Do you remember?
CC
you,
transmission.
Generally, my mind's full of bad memories, but just that crystal clear voice of Mel really pierces through.
One of the most soothing tones in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Emissary Mannequin.
Yeah.
Since Mel wants us to retrieve a Planet Crusher engineer to question about a possible vulnerability within the plans, how would you like to proceed?
Same way we would like always proceed, bruh.
Kicking ass?
That's right.
Fantastic.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Fun sidekick, Squeegee the sentient mop. Do you have any feedback?
Does Squeegee never pull focus?
Fantastic.
Classic Squeegee.
You have received an audio transmission from Rebellion Headquarters. Playback will follow decryption.
Hello, crew of Tiny Toots. It's me, Funtasia Fun Fun, with your daily deal. That's right, it's time when you, the absolute primo emissary team of the whole rebellion, receive exclusive offers that other teams don't even get to know about. I know that each of you is famous, attractive, smart, and busy, which means you probably need a whole mess of skilled and loyal personal assistants, am I right? Or at least people to fill random rooms in the ship so it's fun when you open the door.
Hey there.
Well, you're in luck because your deal of the day is a free trial of ZipRecruiter. There are job sites that send you tons of wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/Zix to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. What is U.S.? Based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. Kind of like how you're the number one ambassador team based on my review. You're you're gonna have all those positions filled by the time old Fantasia is back with tomorrow's daily deal. Hint, hint, one for the price of one at Pierce Anything. So head over to ZipRecruiter.com/Zix to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Zix. Fun! That's all I know. Help me.
End of message.
Team, everyone be on the lookout. I've scanned and there are several guards on the perimeter here.
Halt! You'll never get into this prison. I've got guards all around it.
Do you? Because it looks to me like you don't.
Hey, who goes there? What's going
on? No!
We don't need to get past all the guards if we throw your guards at your guards.
Hey, what's going on here?
We're throwing your guards at your guards.
Wait, what? Ah!
Got one of your guards.
Now you're throwing my guards at my guards!
Hey, happy birthday! Cause.
Oh, wait, how'd you know it was my birthday?
Cause this candle I'm about to blow out is your life.
Wait, whoa, that's so deep.
Happy first anniversary. The traditional present is a guard.
No, it's paper!
The guards have been neutralized. Let's keep going. Ah, the bridge is out. There's a lava pool below us.
I know how to deal with this. Hey, lava pool, go away.
Well done, Turk.
Thanks.
Smooth talk that lava pool.
Prepare yourself, team. The greatest obstacle of all, a set of two adorable twins.
Oh, geez.
Hi there. Hello.
Just leave it to us.
Just that we're the most adorable little assassins.
Well done.
Their heads came straight off.
Well done, punting both of their heads.
No problem. We're known for doing a jump up once and kick both legs at the same time, so kick.
Oh, the floor has opened. This is a pool of water filled with electric squiggles. Be careful.
Well, there's nothing that electric squiggles hate most than a bedtime story.
Parker Anorak, I believe this is
you. Yeah, you guys.
Once upon a time, there's a little boy named Billy. He went into the woods. He didn't like what he saw there very much. Hated the woods so much, just came right back out.
It's working. The squiggles are falling asleep. All right, let's go, team.
Sleep tight, squiggles. Don't let the squiggles bite.
Right, they are.
Don't bite each other, Anorak means. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Watch out, team. There's a laser grid ahead of us. We'll have to step very lightly.
Yo, hey, what's up? Listen, in the laser grid, there's like,
Hey, laser
like a,
grid?
There's
hey,
like
laser
a
grid?
I'm sorry, hold
hey,
on.
Laser
there's
grid?
Like a 0.001% success rate on passing through this grid.
Hey, laser
I'm
grid?
Like,
everyone
I'm
just,
like a super
just
sick
let
laser
Turk
grid.
Out Alpha this laser grid.
Hey, laser grid?
Hey,
laser grid?
What?
Hey, laser grid?
He's getting confused.
Okay.
Hey, laser grid.
Oh, the lasers are starting to sputter.
Yes.
Hey, question, laser grid?
There it goes, it's done.
Great, all right, moving along.
Wow.
Brains and brawn, that's the Turk mannequin way.
Amazing.
Let me out of here.
Wait, guys. That's a hologram.
Let me
that's
out of here.
That's not the real engineer.
Let me out of here.
See what happens when we throw this croon at it?
Ow!
Oh, whoa.
My head.
All right, let's find the real engineer.
No, please. I was real.
That's not the one we want.
Man, sometimes this job's real hard, but it's real humbling. Because you know what? I'm doing it with my best friends. Take that back. I'm doing it with my only friends. Take that back. You're my family. Take that back. I'm in love with all of you.
Affirmative.
Best way to celebrate this new emotional awakening? Everyone, shirts off, skin to skin, high five.
Skin, 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 skin.
Hello? Help me, please. Help.
Hello,
get out of here.
Hell, we've got you, man.
He's gonna save me.
Hey, don't be afraid, engineer. It's just me. Turk Mannequin?
Did you free my twin brother?
honestly,
no,
I don't.
He,
does it?
Yeah.
No.
He was gone before we got here, unfortunately.
He might have been a hologram.
Yeah.
No,
that
too.
He was
right inside the first door, past the laser trap.
There were a lot of doors.
Straight up, right after the laser trap, on the left, can't miss him.
Fast.
Team, I don't want anyone to panic right now, but the only way out of here is across a giant puddle. We're gonna need something absorbent.
Yeah, our rocky skin isn't absorbent at all.
Maybe Squeegee can help.
Squeegee?
Maybe Squeegee can help and then return to ship and be quiet.
All right.
Oh, fantastic, Squeegee. Just do the purpose and then leave.
Get up. There he goes.
We don't know anything different.
Squeegee knows exactly how much Squeegee is enough, Squeegee.
You moved that water perfectly and now the floor's bone dry.
Squeegee's purpose been clear from beginning. So long.
Bye, Squeegee.
Thank you, Squeegee.
Love that guy.
Emissary Mannequin.
Yeah.
Would you like me to hail Tiny Toots?
You're the best one in the biz.
I'm sorry, is Tiny Toots a ship or a...
Oh.
Wow.
That's a joke.
Why, you're a...
It's that ship.
Boopity boop boop boop. I'm right here.
I must be out of the loop, fella, if you don't know who Tiny Toots is.
Safe. Could we quickly go grab my brother?
Tiny Toots, give her biography so this little numbnut knows who you are.
Tiny Toots was born in a small but beautiful auto shop. I was small. Some would say I was tiny. And then I booked a couple of substantial roles. And, you know, the name stuck, but the star kept rising.
Story never gets old. Arguably a perfect story.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't thank you enough for breaking me out of that prison. It was terrible.
Hey, what's your name, son?
Karn.
Corn?
Karn.
Corn?
My name is Karn.
Corn?
Listen, we'll call you Corn. It's for your own safety.
I don't understand how. But that doesn't matter now. I'm free, and I have you to thank.
Whose autograph do you want first? Because,
Well, here, I'll sign this. Glossy Hollow first.
Okay.
To Corn.
It's Karn.
Oh, no.
We're gonna be calling you Karn from now on.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, Corn. If people hear that Karn is aboard Tiny Toots, they're gonna get suspicious.
Oh,
and
I see.
And
then you're
gonna get found.
Okay, yes, I see what's happening.
We never make mistakes. Okay. It's just part of the protocol.
Okay, I feel like maybe we should use Jeff is a real name. Corn just, I think, is corn is a vegetable, usually.
Emissary Mannequin, shall I begin the interrogation?
Not necessary. I'm actually totally willing to give you guys information.
Fantastic.
Don't put that anywhere near me. Listen, can I just say something? The Planet Crusher I made against my will. I was held prisoner at the facility. I built the Planet Crusher over the course of 60 years inside of a pocket universe. To your time, in your universe, it was about a 2-week period. But for me, it was 60 years.
60 years?
I was actually born in the pocket universe, maybe 6 months ago. Over the course of...
And your mother named you Corn.
It was actually... Karn.
It's Corn.
Okay, how about we just say Jeff?
Correct.
How about we just say
Why
Jeff?
Why is Jeff better than Corn?
Jeff is a real name. Corn is not a real name.
I know acorns.
You know acorns?
You know acorns or acorns?
I know Bill Corn. I know Dale Corn. I know Sarah Corn. I know Corn Corn. I know Jeff Corn.
Are you counting Corn as two corns?
Now I know Corn.
I don't have to tell you anything about the Planet Crusher if you don't want me to. It seems like you're sort of not interested.
Listen, Corn. If you think you're going to get out of here without telling us every single weakness of the Planet Crusher.
No, I'll tell you right now.
You're out of your mind.
No, I'll tell you right now. First, though, when you grab me...
Yeah.
Do you control the right arm and you control the left arm?
What? Well, no.
It's
kind of weird. Is I actually control the left arm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's right arm, left leg.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Does that get confusing to you, or I guess it's just sort of.
No, I memorized it.
Well, all right. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
This is taking way longer than all of our interrogations take. Usually someone gets on the ship and they're like, whoa, sweet, it's Turk Mannequin. I know your rep talk, because your rep talks are amazing.
What's your deal, fella?
Listen, I've never been to this universe before. I don't know anything about it.
Oh my God, you don't know that we're all famous. No, that's why you're not giving us what we want.
I'll tell you anything.
Wait, crew? This is like a really humbling experience right now, so let's all like take a moment and realize maybe being successful isn't always about being famous.
Mannequin, you are so spot on. We should really appreciate this very rare instance where someone didn't instantly know and appreciate us.
Accessing humility subroutines. Wow, I'm so grateful for this experience.
Would you guys like to...
Thank you so much.
It's Karn or Jeff. Either one is fine.
We're going to...
Okay, fair enough.
Corn, if we can be humbled by this experience, you can too.
Okay.
Yeah, give him the humble experience, D.
Initiating humbling experience?
Look at it, it's just slapping him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were going to be... Oh, you're
be
humbling
humble.
Me.
Be
okay,
humble.
All right. Ow.
Be humble.
Yeah, isn't that what you asked
be
for?
Humble.
Yeah.
That's a fast, late slap.
Listen. I have a vested interest in bringing down the Federated Alliance.
Okay.
Guess how many abs that guy's got, then double it and you're still low.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, probably 18 total?
Yep. Way off.
Way off.
Okay, wow.
You thought he had 9 abs?
Well, those ones right at the base of his neck, I thought, no, there's no way those are abs.
I was born with 9 abs. That's offensive.
Okay. Sorry.
Permission to discontinue conversation and merely scan his brain for the information needed?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I want to tell you. Okay. Ow. Oh.
Sorry. Part of this is also that we have to shave all the hair off.
We have
your
to
head.
Shave your hair.
Why does that have to. Why is that part
it's
of
part
it?
Part of the scan.
No.
Now I'm scanning.
Wait, hold on. So my skull is not a barrier for your scanner, but hair
just
is?
Just the hair. Just the hair.
Hey, what are you, a droid, buddy? You know how scanners work all of a sudden?
No, I actually engineered several scanners that see right through hair.
No.
Okay.
Listen, this just eliminates us having a long, drawn-out conversation where we all talk to you. We just do a quick scan and we're in and out.
But don't you want to know my backstory about how I was...
No, it's not about the journey. It's about the destination.
Also, we have a Pilates class that we have to do starting right now.
Space Pilates.
Yeah, we're on 45 minutes.
Zero-G Pilates, everyone.
Really working the core.
Now, tuck and breathe. Tuck
Tiny
and
Toots, our
breathe.
Ship is our instructor.
And now, quick breaths. Corn, I cannot hear your quick breaths.
What am I supposed to do?
Pilates mode
quick
over.
Corn, why are you constantly bewildered?
I was in a prison for a decade. They put me to work on the Planet Crusher, and once they finished it, they threw me in a jail cell and took the Planet Crusher to your universe.
Wow.
There might be other rebel groups that want to hear this kind of backstory.
This is very
but not
important.
Us.
I thought it was important on some level for me to explain that I put them there on purpose. I made 2 of the 3 vulnerabilities so that it would be easier from any angle and with any size fighter to fly in and destroy...
Why?
I despise the Federated Alliance. I despise Wog Tambui. They have my son.
Oh, that's good. Someone's looking after your son.
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, okay.
No.
We all have sons.
Yeah.
Do we?
Most of us
have sons.
Yeah, we got a couple sons.
Okay, well, then surely you understand how important this is, that I'm able to rescue my son.
Everybody's got at least 5 sons.
That's not true, though, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Everybody's
got a
son.
I can't remember meeting someone without a son.
My son's name is Corn.
You have a son named Corn?
Corn Mannequin.
Okay.
Just one of the many Corns Mannequin knows.
I know 8.
You already listed 8, none of them were your sons.
I listed 6!
Oh, so
yeah,
corn was just 1
yeah.
corn then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that answered my question.
Guys, do you understand? We're not only the best, coolest, hottest team, skin to skin, right now.
Skin to skin.
I don't think so. I'm not really.
No,
get in here.
Get in here, corn. Skin to skin.
I appreciate that.
But now we have the information to help the rebellion kick ass against the Federated Alliance.
Wow.
Emissary Manikit, we've got an incoming transmission from Senior Missions Operations Manager, Mel.
I see Mars are doing.
We're doing great, Mel.
Very well, Mel.
Alright, so here's the mermaid, and here's a fun fact. The other side of the best friend that's on the planet.
Oh, jeez. Well, isn't this convenient? Wow.
Mel, we will be heading to your coordinates as soon as possible.
Listen, Korn, it's about to get real hot up in this ship, so we're going to put you on an escape pod out of here.
Can you will your escape pod go back to my universe?
Right, team.
If you want to know the vulnerabilities of the six planet crushers, my twin brother was able to...
Rod, save you, Korn.
Let's suit up into our super sick victory outfits.
Let's suit up.
We might be the only ship out there, but they forgot we've got the keys to the castle with these plans.
Guys, you know, Rebellion's all about a collective, but that's never been our thing, because we've always known we're number one.
And yeah, maybe sometimes we doubt that we were the ones who destroyed the Delegator, because we were all blacked out from that moment, from doing too much Pilates.
Right. Could have been us.
Could have been us, could have been somebody else, but it probably was us.
I like to think it was us.
Yeah, me too.
What's our move, Turk?
Tonitude? Set a course for Rebel HQ, because it's hero time. And as we're making our way to victory, why don't you play us a clip from your greatest hollow of all?
I am so glad that you suggested that. Commencing clip now.
Tiny.
Papa?
Tiny, before I go off to war, I want you to take this. It's my hat.
What will I... Bang, bang. But... Bang, bang, bang.
Here they come for me, Tiny.
I'm a rock.
No, those bang, rocks bang. Can't get you. They can't get you, I promise.
Bang, bang.
Don't you worry about me, Tiny. I hear those rocks are banging.
I'm a rock.
It's time for
bang,
me to
bang.
Go.
Tiny, you were that little girl.
Wow.
I really was.
Not even a scene-chewing rock can ruin that scene.
Emissary Manikit, get ready. We're exiting hyperspace in 3, 2, 1.
Let's do it.
Oh, goodness, there are six planet crushers.
I don't like
oh,
this.
Many fighters. Oh, wow.
This makes me feel bad.
Emissary Manikit, I don't detect any Rebellion fighters. It seems like they haven't scrambled yet. But I do detect 12 squadrons of Federated Alliance fighters.
Yeah. Great.
Plus six planet crushers that are armed to the teeth.
Whatever.
It seems like the odds of our survival are 794,521 to 1.
We're the big number and they're the small number?
I'm afraid not, Tiny Toots.
Hey, team, the odds are bad, but you know what's good? We're all together right now.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about numbers is, in those odds, we're the one. You're number one.
And I didn't hear a zero. Did you guys hear a zero?
There's no sure zero did. In the calculation, no.
So I say, let's beat these bobos.
Emissary Manikit, just to clarify, we won't be taking a direction towards the base. We will be engaging the fighters.
Yeah. I mean...
D20, you said there's only six planet crushers?
Yes, that's correct.
Huh. They must not know Tiny Toots was coming.
The fighters are scrambling towards us. The laser cannons have a lock on us. Things are quite dire.
Why are they shooting at us? Don't they know who we are?
Shield strength down to 54%.
Oh, we're taking a lot of hits.
Oh, you're taking, like, a serious beating. It really hurt.
Hey, guys, what are we doing?
Shield's at 48%.
We're the crew of Tiny Toots.
Shield's now at 32%.
We're number one in the Fairy Alliance, and now with the Rebellion. And sometimes I don't even care who we're with, because all that we're with is together.
Shield's at 20%.
Is that a sentence that makes sense? No, but it doesn't matter, because I believe in it, and I believe in you.
Emissary Manikit, shields are at 5%. Even if we made a retreat now, we would not be able to return to base.
Pretty soon those shields are going to be number 1%.
Not a good thing.
I've never been afraid of life, and I'm not afraid of death.
Outlet station obliterated.
So bring it on, death! Because death is just life continuing on.
That's not true. That's categorically false.
So let's just fly straight into that planet crusher and tell it who's BIS.
Wow, we're BIS. Let's show it who's BIS.
Hey, crew, everyone get in a circle. Squeegee?
Hey,
everyone's here. All right, everybody. It's time to skin for the last time. Remember, you're all my best friends and the loves of my life. And get ready to get your names into history books, because here we go!
KR3D1TZ, credits and attributions droid. Commencing outro protocol. Emissary Turk Mannequin was played by Bujan Zulfagari. D20 was played by Winston Knoll. Security officers Parka and Anorak were played by Seth Lind and Jeremy Bent. Tiny Toots was played by Ali Kokesh. Squeegee and Korn were played by Alden Ford. This episode was edited by Alden Ford with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Boom 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 Bronze Studios, Brooklyn, New York. Music by Brendan Ryan, with additional music by Shane O'Connell. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for Tiny Toots by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audio Boom. Thanks, Audio Boom. Do you have a eulogy to write for the crew of Tiny Toots? Send an email to their colleagues at crew@missiontozix.space.
I feel like Parker and Anorak could show up in season 3 and be like, did you guys get incinerated? It's like, it takes a lot more than that to kill Parker and Anorak.
you're like, what?
How?
What more?
What more? You literally got killed by a planet crusher.
Yeah.
We pay rent inside a fireball.
Yeah.